Superintendent Eddie Johnson, Chicago Police Department, is standing by right here on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And this particular kid, right now, no, that's not him. That's him. There he is.
That doesn't sound like no. The superintendent.
No, superintendent, you wouldn't do that to us. No, that's not you. All right. Superintendent, let's talk about this. I know you've been down on the southwest side of the city trying to address some of the issues that are happening here. And let's just start with the first case first, and that is at Marist High School, where they're really trying to get a hold of. And this is a Catholic school, very, very successful and important part of the fabric of Chicago education. And it is it's unfortunate that tempers have flared here, but what the initial circumstance that led to all of this, the shooting of Mr. Right. Beal, Joshua Beal, last weekend, explain a little bit for us where we are on the investigation of that, and what else can we look forward to here in terms of data, video, anything else about that incident specifically.
Okay, so specifically with the incident, as you know, it stems from road rage incident involving off-duty firemen, off-duty police officers, and then the individuals involved in the shooting. And, you know, it morphed into a physical confrontation that led to the shooting. So from what I've seen thus far and what I've been briefed on, mm-hmm. I see no violations, no clear violations on the part of any police officers. The use of force part of it, of course, IPRA is investigating that. So, you know, they don't share their details of the investigation while they're going through it. I just look forward to the thorough and complete investigation. And then, you know, when I get the recommendations from them, I'll act accordingly.
So this incident, I mean, has happened listen, we're all lifelong Chicagoans here, mm-hmm. Superintendent. So we should speak honestly and openly about what's happening here. Taking place in Mount Greenwood in a neighborhood on the southwest side. It is in the south side. It's interesting. Mount Greenwood, Beverly, those areas of the south side tend to be predominantly white or mostly white. Let's put it that way. And okay. Surrounded by neighborhoods within the city of Chicago that are not predominantly or mostly white. And there has been tension, let's say, between some of these neighborhoods. And you also in the south side, you see other neighborhoods where you have working class and middle class neighborhoods that are surrounded by neighborhoods that are not. And these are all African-American neighborhoods. And you see tension develop,
correct.
Too. Right. I mean, we've seen that between Chatham and Englewood and things like that. So what we're dealing with here is, you know, people, some people who are just, you know, find themselves in the meat grinder of violence here that has gripped the city. So here we have now this guy, Mr. Beal, who is the 25-year-old who was shot to death by a Chicago police sergeant last Saturday, is not even from Chicago. And my understanding, right. And can you clarify this for me, Superintendent? He wasn't a part of the initial road rage incident.
Right. That's from what I understand, he wasn't a part of the physical confrontation that resulted from the road rage incident, but he was in the party, in the group of folks that were trapped together. I think they were coming from a funeral.
Yeah.
But the actual initial incident, no, you're correct. He was not involved in it.
And do we know if he presented a firearm? Did he pull a gun out?
The video that I'm sure you've seen on broadcast on TV, yeah, he was in possession of a firearm.
Okay. And the police officer, the responding police officer, police sergeant, there was another person who was an off-duty police officer, I believe, who also pulled a weapon but then reholstered. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. There was an off-duty police officer out there, and then there was also an off-duty sergeant in uniform that was on way for his tour of duty that day that drove past and saw
right.
the melee going on.
Right, but he was in uniform. So, I mean, this notion, and that's an important thing here, mm-hmm. this notion of, and I know this is part of the investigation, not your investigation, but the IPRA investigation, is did the people pulling out their guns identify themselves as police officers? Because that does change the dynamic when you do that.
Yeah, well,
Go ahead.
To that end, you know, I can't really comment on that because that's for IPRA to thoroughly investigate. So we'll wait until they're done with their investigation.
All right. What have you said today? What would you like people to know in Chicago?
I'd like people to know that, listen, Chicago is a great city, and we just don't have room for racism. Although, let's not be naive about it. There's racism in America, and there's racism in Chicago. You know, but we just don't have a place for it. And it seems as though, you know, sometimes for every step forward, we take a couple steps backwards in this whole endeavor. Everybody has a right to go anywhere in this city that they choose to go and not have to feel like they'll be attacked just simply because of the color of their skin.
Right. And that is relevant also to this incident that happened on the West Side, where a motorist gets involved in a fender bender, gets out of the car, asks the guys who were driving the car, the other car that they had the fender bender with, who were African-American, if they had insurance. Everybody gets out of their cars. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, there's video of the white guy being beaten, and then people saying, well, he's one of those Trump voters, he's a Trump supporter, and being beaten for that.
It's horrible. So there
you have a black on white situation as opposed to a white on black situation or a black on black situation, and it's got everybody all crazy here. And what's the status of that investigation?
Well, what I can say is this, Ro, that kind of behavior just simply can't be tolerated. There's no place in this city for that kind of behavior. But what I can tell you about that particular incident, it wasn't politically motivated. It morphed into a physical altercation after that traffic accident. So we're fairly confident the political emphasis on it had nothing to do with it.
Right. It's just people jawing at each other, essentially.
So you met today, Superintendent, with what, aldermen and some activists as well. I mean, when everyone came together, what were the steps moving forward? Are there any decisions made today, or anything that you decided, you know, to move forward with from those meetings?
Yeah. So, you know, it was myself, Alderman O'Shea from the 19th Ward, principal of Marist High School, along with six young ladies in the Black Lives Matter youth movement. And I have to commend those young ladies for the courage that they showed in forcing us to have to sit down and have a conversation. So as a result of that, the event that they were going to hold Sunday, they're going to postpone it. Marist is going to work with them, as well as myself. I'm personally committed to meet with them on a monthly basis just to talk about the racial issues in the city, as well as what's going on with CPD in terms of Black Lives Matter.
All right. Have there been any arrests made in the situation on the West Side in Roosevelt?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. And it's interesting that people do this and then they post it on Facebook.
It's so shocking.
It is amazing to me. I mean, I guess it's sort of helpful to law enforcement in the sense that, you know, they get a better lead there. But still, I mean, it is.
It is. And I tell you, Ro, that's just the world we live in now. You know, we're living in a world of social media. So people do those types of things and they post it on social media. But at the same time, from a law enforcement perspective, that helps us get to the bottom of it and arrest the correct people.
I hope so. All right, Superintendent, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, sir.
Thank you all.
All right, Superintendent Eddie Johnson, Chicago Police Department. Violetta Powder Medics got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.